Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where we explore a wide variety of topics, including the craft of songwriting with a man who needs no introduction in this field, Mr. Jeep White. Join us as we journey through the underground music scene with special guests and uncover the inspiration behind the lyrics. Without further ado, ladies and gents, Jeep White.
Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters. I'm your host, Jeep White. And I'm going to be bringing you the absolute best in Carolina low country original underground music. Songs you've never heard by people you've never heard of. Amazing songwriters and recording artists, all from around coastal Carolina. I'll be talking about songwriters and musicians and some of what I know about them. I've had some requests to do an all blues show. And since I'm a member of the Low Country Blues Connection, and I play a fair amount of blues myself, I'm very happy to do an all-blues show. Today will be blues, all blues, and nothing but the blues, so help me. I'm going to start things off with a song I wrote, and this is a warning to be prepared to accept the consequences of your actions. Know what you're getting into before you partner up with somebody. Here is my song, Don't Dance with the Devil, off the album of the same name. Careful what kind of choices you make and who you partner up with. All right, our next tune is by a real low country blues icon, Mr. Gary Irwin. better known as Shrimp City Slim. He's been making things happen in the South Carolina blues community for many, many years, performing around Charleston, hosting blues-based events. And Gary moved to Charleston, I think, back in the early 80s. He formed the Lowcountry Blues Society in 1985, of which I was a member, and I attended the Blues Society monthly jams at Cumberland's, a very cool bar downtown Charleston. It was always packed for the monthly blues jam. He ran Irwin Music, a music store for CDs, vinyl records. He has probably the most extensive blues collection of anybody in the Carolinas. He also started the Lowcountry Blues Bash. That was a local festival that ran from 1991 to about 2012. He still organizes blues festivals in Greenville, Florence, around the state. He actually performs regularly in Europe. And I've had the opportunity to play with Gary a few times. It's always a joy to share the stage with him. He is such a nice and humble guy, great musician and songwriter. Here is Shrimp City Slim with Lowcountry Mama off his Highway 17 record.
Yes, I love my baby so. I've got a low country mama. Stevie, I love my baby so. Well, I'm down south digging my potatoes, while my brother's up north shoveling snow. Let me say it again. I've got a low country mama. Oh, I love my baby so. Mama, yes, I love my baby so. I'm down in Charleston digging my potatoes, while my brother's up in Jersey still shoveling snow. To the left, whoops it to the east, then she whoops it to the west. She comes from a whooping family, at least that's what I'm told. Well, they say her grandma's still whooping it on her husband, Lord, and she's 86 years old. Mama. I love my baby so. Yeah. potato while my brother's up in New York shoveling snow. Country woman, I tend to keep it that way. Lord, I gotta hide my Budweiser in my koozie, and I got my John boat in Ellis Creek. Ooh, I'm gonna squeeze my little lady until she squeaks. I've got a low country mama. Shoveling snow.
That's right. We digging our potatoes while they still up north shoveling snow. Another South Carolina blues icon is the amazing Miss Wanda Johnson. And you can tell from Wanda's voice that she's got the blues in her soul. Now, it's kind of amazing how many low country musicians play on each other's recordings. In my library of local artists, there's names that pop up on song after song after song as backing musicians and contributing artists. Most of these folks are songwriters in their own right. Now, showing you that Shrimp City Slim is a seasoned songwriter, here is Shrimp City Slim's band backing Wanda Johnson singing a song that Shrimp City wrote. This is called Switch Me Over to Love.
Switch me over. Switch me over. Switch me over. Right down through the years, and I've lived nonstop with the blues that caused me to lose all my fear. I can't trust my soul, and I can't hear my heart. Touch is hot, is hot like a power surge, and I would go with you now, but I have lost my nerve. I can't handle love, and I'm so afraid of the pain, and I couldn't take this heart.
Wanda, and she's still performing, and she is killer. And Gary is one heck of a songwriter. My friend Ron Poke Chop Gill, affectionately referred to as the Other White Meat, is a local area blues machine. His band, the Lowbillies, they blues it up every week around the Lowcountry. Ron and I are both on the board of the Lowcountry Blues Connection, and I occasionally get to play with him at the Sunday Jams. He recently did an interview and talked about his musical journey right here on Big Daddy Cade's show. Here is Ron Gill's Carolina Bound off his Of Hurricanes and Other Natural Disasters albums.
Carolina. and grits is my prerequisite. My mouth waters at the thought of it. It's a gastro delight when they get it right to finish up the southern fried road trip. And the warm southern beaches on some Georgia beaches, I'm a tilling you one more time. And love the southern bells, they seem to cast a spell.
Time for a quick break, but stay tuned and we'll be back before you know it to continue with Jeep on Outlaw Songwriters.